the most current thing you're doing is you are trying to take up the challenge from James Randi, who refuses to come on our show. I can't get him. But he's always had out there a $1 million paranormal prize for someone who wants to take him up on the offer. You're going for it, huh?
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely going for it. It took me about 2 years to actually get up the courage in order to do it, but I'm going for it.
Now, tell me a little bit about what the requirements are, what you've done to try to get it, and is James Randi, is he opening up his doors to you?
Well, I guess it's probably easier to start at the beginning. You know, like 2 years ago, I was getting electronic voice phenomena all the time, and it took my manager's wife to say to me, hey, Lou, you know, you're getting this EVPs all the time, everywhere you go. Why don't you just start incorporating it into your lectures and things like that? I think people would find it really interesting. So I started doing that, and I started doing it on my radio show and letting people listen to some of the EVPs that I started to get. And the next thing you know, just my listeners were like, Lou, you got to take the challenge because you're getting answers to questions from simply things that are not around you at the time of the recording, invisible things. So in January 9th of this year, I went ahead and officially announced that I would be taking the test within 2 weeks. I got a lot of media that had James and myself on the on different radio shows around the country. And James was just basically trying to say that, oh, well, it's shortwave or it's, you know, it's stray radio signals and things like that. And I said to him, I said, James, it's not that. I mean, I've recorded that a dozen times, you know, in throughout a lot of these different experiments that I've done. Yeah, it can happen. But the simple fact of the matter is that in a quiet environment, you turn the recorder on and basically you get these things that just talk to you and answer questions and go into all kinds of details about things. And in the line of work that I do, I had been using this type of technique in order to, in a sense, identify. And I'm going to go into that later on tonight, but there's basically three types of ways that I have to categorize these types of phenomena in order to make my assertion as to what exactly it is that I'm dealing with. And EVPs have played a very, very big role in that. And, you know, I mean, that's kind of what I've been doing throughout the years, is just having this kind of communication. And I applied for the challenge, and it went over very well. James had received, like, the most amount of hits on his website when I had went ahead and applied. And, excuse me, at the same time, he, you know, he was very adamant about saying that he wanted to make sure that I was going to, you know, apply for the challenge and not just do this for a publicity stunt.
Sure.
Not what I was going to do. And just as I promised him, within 2 weeks, I officially went to the notary, got everything legalized, and just submitted it to him exactly on the date that I told him I was going to have it submitted to him on. And where it's at now, well, a lot of things have happened since I put my application in for the James Randi's $1 million paranormal challenge, such as me being told that he was going to TAM 4, and then him having a heart attack and him having open heart surgery, and then one of the people who actually did the challenge applicants, he just got up and left and quit, whatever happened with that. But at the same time, I felt as though that the applicants, regardless of me, I mean, all the applicants who've applied for this challenge, I think we're getting treated unfairly in a sense, because every time something would happen, they would let their message board people know about it, but they wouldn't directly let anybody know what was going on, you know, the actual challenge recipients. And I waited about a month until I finally went ahead and sent them an email and said, were you guys going to, like, let me know that anybody had left? You know, who am I supposed to talk to? And the bottom line was that, you know, they did, and they never transcribed my challenge correctly on their website, even though I had it up on my website for them to look at, and there were spelling errors in there and all kinds of stuff. So, I mean, where we're at right now with the challenge is that I'm being told that the James Randi $1 million Paranormal Prize, Paranormal Challenge, whatever you want to call it, is on hold until Randi gets back. And I understand that. You know, I mean, that's fine.
Have you been able to verify if he indeed has the $1 million available to give to someone if they win?
Personally, I don't care, because he's making a claim that they have $1 million. So if he has it, then we'll find out. I mean, what are you going to do?
Well, you just want to prove that you're right, and yeah, he's got to be proven wrong.
Well, I'd like to sit here, George, and tell you, look, it's not about money, but hey, who couldn't use an extra million?
Exactly. How about just a little bit of that?
Right. But at the same time, I think that what I have is able to show the paranormal community, as well as the rest of the world, that there are invisible things that are around us, whether they're from another dimension, whether they're ghosts, they're spirits, they're aliens, whatever you want to call them, that there are these things that are out there that you can communicate with. And that's kind of what we're going with tonight on how I'm going to present this, because when you look at the challenge itself, you have to make a scientific protocol, and you have to be able to put that all together and say, look, James, this is what I'm going to do. This is my testing procedures. If it's positive, then this is going to happen. If it's negative and the procedure fails, then this is what's going to happen. I've managed to do that, and in the process, I found out that out of all the many years of having this challenge up, I don't know, 20-some-odd years of having this paranormal challenge for $1 million, I'm the only person that has ever applied for electronic voice phenomena. I was blown away by that because I had thought that, wow, maybe somebody else had
sure
done this, you know? It was really, really weird when I found out that nobody else had applied for it.
Has anybody ever actually competed for the $1 million prize directly?
I from my understanding, and you know, I'm kind of like a goofball when it comes to a lot of this stuff because I just do what I do. That's it. You know, I mean, I try to bring people the reality that the paranormal does exist, and we have to investigate it further. And when, you know, somebody has taken, you know, takes these challenges, a lot of the people that are taking this challenge, it's like, you know, I can bend metal with my eyeballs. And these skeptics look at this and they're like, man, this person's like a little insane. And, you know, it winds up that these people don't follow the correct protocols. And from what I've heard is that nobody has actually been able to take the challenge and pass the first preliminary test. That's what I've been told.